Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the Valourec conference call respective to the sale of the trade division. I'm Alice, the conference call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Michael Müller, CEO, and Mr. Tobias Knechte, CFO of Valourec Holding AG. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. With me is Tobias Knechtle, myself, Michael Müller, CEO of Valourec. We are very delighted to announce today that we completed an extremely important strategic step for our group with the divestiture of all entities of the Valourec trade division. As you are aware, we operated in that division over the last years and also in 2015 in a very challenging environment. We reported last year an adjusted 3 million EBIT for that division, and we continued to manage that business in an extremely challenging environment also in 2015. And therefore, we are pleased that we can announce now today a very, in our view, attractive solution for the Valourec Group with the divestiture of that division to AURELIUS. We have, with AURELIUS, found a very strong partner for that business, a very experienced partner, with significant relevant experience in that trade business, but also with very relevant experience in restructuring, repositioning, and turnaround situations. As a strategic investor, but is also very long-term oriented, an investor that we think for all of our employees and also our business partner, we found a very good partner to continue what we developed over the last year and continue the deferred development of the trade business that has been with Valourec for a very long time. In terms of the deal mechanics, I assume you have all our press release in front of you. We are proud to announce an enterprise value of 45 million for that transaction. Thereof, 20 million are paid in an earn-out scheme over a period of 3 years. Therefore, we will continue to participate in the success of the further development and repositioning of that business. Based on these deal metrics, we will realize a 75 million net negative impact on the 2015 group results, which is related to several impairments related or that we have partially taken in the half year, and additional impairments that have to be taken in the second half year of the 2015 as part of that transaction. We are very pleased to complete that transaction also from a balance sheet point of view. As you're all aware, we have to allocate significant capital and cash to that business, and therefore, both from a financial but also from a strategic point of view, we are very optimistic that we can now focus on the development of our core business. The core business, we also can confirm the guidance and the outlook we have given, including the expectation of the payout of the 2015 dividend. We are very pleased with the progress we make in the development across all core entities in Switzerland, Germany, both in the convenience and our food service bakery pretzel business. With that, I would like to open up for the Q&A.
The first question comes from Felix Remmers, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my question. I actually got three. Can you give me or us an indication on the cash proceeds or the net debt level of the remaining trade business? Then I was wondering if you could break down the 75 million net loss incurred due to trade. In particular, I was wondering how much of that 75 million is really cash relevant. And I don't know if you could share some details on the goals laid out for the earnout with Aurelius, so that we get a sense how likely is that you get the other 20 million.
Good. Thank you, Felix, for your questions. Tobias speaking. Concerning the cash proceeds, we have two parts, as already laid out by Michael. We have the earnout component, the up to 20 million, as well as a small deferred payment component, which will be paid over the coming years. Then, as regards to the cash proceeds this year, all in all, we expect around 10 million cash in the second half of this year related to trade. Then, on the 75 million loss that we mentioned, we booked roughly half of that in the first half already, with the remainder of the goodwill impairment. Then we have a roughly 20 million coming from a CTA's currency translation adjustments. Both of these are non-cash. Anyway, the currency translation adjustment only can be booked at the moment of the closing. That is also an important fact to know. So that is depending on the moment we close the deal. The remainder of the net loss that we still have is then mostly linked to some enterprise value to equity bridge, most notably pension liabilities, and the final remainder is then the write-off of intercompany loans granted to Ballora Trade. Finally, on the goals for the earnout, that is linked to the EBITDA development over the coming 3 years, where a threshold has been defined. All the money above that threshold is then shared between Aurelius as new owner and ourselves, with a percentage that evolves over the coming years. As such, the interests of both are aligned, and that should further contribute to positive development of the of Ballora Trade, and as well, therefore, to our cash inflow over the coming years.
Thank you very much. Very clear. One follow-up just quickly on the CTA adjustment. Do I understand that correct, that this is not affecting equity?
It's recycling, so it is already in the equity. You need to recycle it through the P&L, and then it moves back to the equity. So indeed, you're right, that is neutral on the equity.
Okay, and the intercompany loans payments, that's cash relevant, I guess, or not?
That depends. Not really. I mean, it's no, it is not cash relevant. It's simply that we waive the loans that we have, or a part of the loans that we have towards the group companies. So it's at best indirectly cash relevant, but there's no cash impact from that.
Okay, thank you very much.
We have a last-minute registration for Robin Maxwell from Helvea. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just so I've understood that that cash payment this year from Aurelius to yourselves of 10 million. So does that suggest that the deferred payment is the other 15 million?
I think that link is not exact. I don't know how you get to that 15 million. I said.
Well, maybe I've misunderstood the.
What
the
I said is the deferred payment is the earnout component,
right.
Which is up to 20 million. That is pure cash coming over the next 3 years,
yeah.
And there's a small amount on top of that. That is also deferred payment, but not linked to any conditions. That as well will materialize latest within the next 3 years.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Alexandra Bossert, UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just have a follow-up question again to the cash payment because it's still not clear. I mean, the EV is 45 million. You get an earnout component of 20, so that leaves 25. Is that as a small other deferred payment, let's say 5, that would still leave me with 20. There's still a 10 million gap to the 10 million cash in you get this year. Could you please elaborate a little bit further? Because as I understood, trade was actually net cash. So so I don't see the connect. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you need, thank you for that. I think you need to differentiate between the P&L view and the cash view. On the P&L side, you still need to factor in the, on the EV to equity bridge, the pension liabilities that are deducted on the net debt, as well as some other smaller items, bonuses, small amount of operating cash, and some slight adjustment as well then on the net working capital. That is what brings you to the equity value, which is then the basis for the cash payment. On the cash, as said, it's then the overall what we expect, these 10 million that are relevant to the that come as a cash in these still in 2015 from the trade business.
We have another registration from Mr. Stefan Dittmar, LS Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. The disposal proceeds are quite different from the book value that you had from the deconsolidation of the business, which wasn't too long ago, and I assume that was your expectation on disposal value at the time. Does that going to have an impact on the expectation for the dividend?
I think there are two questions in your question. I'll start with the first one and then hand over to Michael for the dividend part. The statement is not entirely correct, and that's due to IFRS way that intercompany loans need to be treated. In the annual report 2014, we had 127 million net asset value, but that is pre-NEIC loans, which amounted to roughly 85 million and cash pool liabilities. So the effective net asset value we had at full year was 34 million. We then made the impairment of all remaining goodwill and intangibles in the full year for roughly that amount, which brought down the net asset value of the trade division to effectively zero by half year. And I think the rest from there explained how that is composed with the CTAs, the net debt, et cetera. Michael, do you want to take the dividend part?
On the dividend, as I said before, we confirmed the expectation for the dividend payout 2015. So to your point, there is no change in terms of the guidance we have given earlier this year as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Müller and Mr. Knechtle for any final comments.
So- Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for attending this call. For Valora, this is a very important day, very important strategic step in terms of focusing our business on our core activities. It has been the last larger step over the last 3 years that we have completed now. We are very pleased that we can focus our resources and energy and balance sheet now on the development of the core business over the coming years, and we look forward to have you in other occasions on our calls, and I wish you a great afternoon. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.